and welcome to the Victory Devotional Podcast. We invite you to take the next few minutes to connect with God, hear His voice, and respond in worship and prayer. Here's today's message.
What a great way to start the day by just worshiping the Lord. And what a very fitting way to begin as we look at our topic today, honor God. Now, I know you've heard this a lot, honor God, make disciples, and that's one of the reasons why we exist as a ministry and as a movement and as a church. And as we look at this, I think worship from the word itself actually means worship. And as we talk about the honor of God, we're going to look at His worth and how worship is a fitting response to someone, to a God who deserves honor and glory. Now, you might be wondering, ano pinagkaiba nung honor and glory? So when you hear the word glory, think of the word weight. It speaks of the inherent value, the intrinsic value of a thing. Let's say gold. Of course, the more weighty it is, the more valuable it is. And when you think of honor, it is something that refers to perceived value, perceived worth. And that's why when you look at some people, let's say in an auction, you know, someone would pay so much money for something that for them is very, very valuable, but may not be worth that much to others. And as we talk about honor God, I want to highlight two very important things, interrelated things about God and why we should honor Him and why we should live to glorify Him. And again, it's found in the verse that we read in verse 17. To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. You know, one of the reasons why we honor God is because of who He is. Because of Him being the King, the Bible says, of the ages. He is a ruler, sovereign ruler, one who has authority, and He is eternal. He is immortal. He is beyond corruption. He is invisible. And He is the only God. There is no other. He is the only destiny maker. He is the God who created all things. And if we look at how sometimes we give honor to people because of the power and the authority that they have. Di ba nga, we call people sometimes your honor or your honorable. When you look at who God is, there is no other person, there's no other being worthy of all honor. And because of who He is, and because of Him being the King, the sovereign ruler, the God who is eternal, the God who is greater than death, the God who has no beginning and end, the God who is immortal, beyond corruption, the God who is invisible, and yet a God who reveals Himself to us, we choose to honor Him. The other thing about this God, and of course it's interrelated, is that we honor God because of what He has done for us. In the previous verses, in verse 15 and 16, I want to highlight what it says here. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But I received mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display His perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in Him for eternal life. Then the one we read a while ago, verse 17, follows. To Him be honor and glory forever and ever. So one of the reasons why we really honor God is not just because of who He is, because of what He has done for us. He is Christ. He is the anointed one. He is Christ Jesus. Yahweh saves, the God who saves. And it is a God that is something that is very, very personal for the Apostle Paul. He said in this passage, he said, He came to save sinners of whom I am the worst. In other words, when Paul, who is very religious, who is very good, had a proper estimation of himself, he realized that his selfish, self-centered, self-righteousness is really wickedness and evil before a holy God. He could not help but be thankful that there is a God who is willing to save. In fact, it even goes on by saying that this God is a God who showed mercy.
This is a God who showed perfect patience.
And this is a God who is willing to give eternal life to those who believe in Him. You know, in our world today, we give honor to whom honor is due. And we honor our father and mother. And very fitting, because of what they've done, who they are, we would probably not be here. We also honor people because of maybe something that they have accomplished. Let's say we give students Latin honors. We give them, honorable things like trophies and stars and our walks of fame and halls of fame. We give them recognition to appreciate them for what they've done. Don't you think that is much fitting for us to honor God who came to save us, who showed us mercy, who showed us kindness, who even gave us eternal life if we would just believe in Him? Because of what He has done, not because of what we've done. Because of how good He is, not because of how good we are. And when we look at this kind of God, the God of the Bible, the God who is eternal and yet was willing to come into this mortal world that we live in, a God who is immortal, beyond corruption, yet was willing to experience death for us. And for what purpose? So that we could have eternal life with Him. Omong, you think that is a God truly worthy of our everything, worthy of our worship, worthy of all praises, worthy of all glory, and worthy of all honor. You know, talking about honoring and the perceived value, the perceived worth of a person, and giving glory because of the inherent value and worth. The more I reflect about this, the more I think about, you know, what kind of a God He is. The God who created us with value. A God who created us in His image and likeness. A God who created us not just from the ground, but shaped us with His very hands and even gave His very breath so that we could be a living being. And yet, in spite of the free will that He has given us, man chose to disobey Him, rebel against Him. And yet this God still saw value in each and every one of us. That this God said, this is someone worth giving His life for. Someone worth dying for. And if you look at every human being, if you look at yourself in the mirror, you're someone whom God sees valuable enough that while we were yet sinners, while we were at our worst, Christ died for us. And I hope this boosts your self-esteem, your self-worth, knowing that this God finds value in you. And not only that, I hope you will look at every human being out there, including those who don't know the Lord Jesus yet, as someone whom God esteemed as very, very valuable. And that's why we try to share the gospel to them. And that's one of the ways so we can honor God. Not just being grateful for what He has done for us, not just praising Him for who He is, but also telling others so that they too can know Him for who He is, so that they too can experience what He has done for us on that cross, that we, along with them, will also honor God, who is worthy of all glory, honor, and praise. And as we join again with the music team in worship, let's reflect on what kind of a God He is and celebrate Him and praise Him for who He is. Let's reflect on what He has done for us on the cross. Think about what He has done for you this past few days, this past weeks, and this past months, and just begin to thank Him for it. And I hope you begin to receive and experience His grace and hear His voice telling you that you are valuable to Him and He has a great plan and a great purpose for you. That you are someone that Jesus died for, not just that we could be with Him in heaven, so that we can experience the full life, the abundant life that He wanted us to have. Let's join again, the worship team, and honor our God, our Lord, and our Savior.
In the power of resurrection, in the sharing of suffering, to be shaped into Your image, I wanna know You, I wanna know You. In the parting of the waters, in the fires of the furnace, in the shadow of Your refuge, I wanna know You, I wanna know You. In the days of revival, in pursuit of the broken, in the glory
thank you, God, for this very wonderful day. Thank you for reminding us, God, of who you are, a God who is worthy of all honor, glory, and praise. And may we perceive this more and more. And the more we know you, the more we are reminded of what you have done for us on the cross. And every single day that passes, I pray, God, that we will worship you even more, because you alone are worthy and you alone deserve all praises, all glory, and all honor. And I pray, God, that as we live our lives today and in the coming days, Lord, may we have this assurance and affirmation that you are looking at us with such tender love and joy, knowing, God, that we are yours and that you found us valuable and worthy to be saved and worthy to be rescued and worthy to be picked up from where we are and enter into the life that you want each and every one of us to have. We commit to you this week, Lord, and we thank you, God, for your goodness and your faithfulness always. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you today and always. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope this helps you build a habit of hearing from God daily. For more messages like these, follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. If you'd like to watch these messages live every morning, visit us on facebook.com/victoryph.